My name is Lilian Ogazi and this is Nigeria Daily. The rains are coming. Stagnant waters and lush vegetations are definitely going to bloom. And with it comes mosquitoes and malaria. Malaria remains a global health crisis in the world. In Nigeria, malaria is transmitted throughout with 97% of the population at risk of malaria. According to the 2021 World Malaria Report, Nigeria has the highest number of global malaria cases and the highest number of deaths, with 32% of global malaria deaths in 2020. The country accounted for an estimated 55.2% of malaria cases in West Africa. With this figure, it is no wonder Nigerians, the average Nigerians, are quick to treat any bodily symptom as malaria. How many times a year does an average Nigerian treat malaria? Bisola Fatoye goes on the streets of Abuja to find out.
Look at Angana. I treat malaria 3 times in a year. And the reason why I do that is this will enable me to check my body system, and whenever I'm having malaria, that this weakness I'm having in my immune system. So I think it's better for me to be checking it regularly. So after every 3 months, I go for a checkup. Like even without feeling the symptoms, for 4 months I do go to hospital. I run a malaria test to be sure or to know if I'm having malaria or not. So I think it's a very good one for people. It's a very good one for people to adapt to that system, because malaria can, you know.
My name is Rita. So I treat malaria 4 times in a year. That is quarterly. Every 3 months, I treat malaria. Whether or not I'm sick, I treat malaria. And one of the reasons why I treat malaria is to prevent malaria from even attacking me, to prevent it from even circulating in my blood. The second reason is because if you allow malaria to stay long in your blood, it causes yellow fever, I read from somewhere. So because of that, to prevent any story that will lead to yellow fever or whatever fever it is, I treat malaria so as to be sure that I am in a safe place or safer place as it may be. Then another thing is that we all know that our area is really rough, and it makes it conducive for mosquito and even the bacteria that causes this malaria, the parasite that brings this malaria. Our environment gives it the capacity, the ability to thrive, you know. So treating myself enables me to feel in charge, that I am in charge. Malaria is not going to lead me, rather I dictate what it should be.
Hey, my name is Oyinle. Well, how often do I treat malaria? I've been fall sick. So basically, I treat malaria the only time I fall sick. And that's like basically the only type of illness I do have, aside food poisoning. Why make you treat malaria? I don't get that. Do you always run a test? Yeah, I know when it's malaria. I have headache, I have joint pain. I just feel a certain type of way when it's malaria. So I know how it feels in my body.
Okay, I treat malaria, let's say, 3 to 4 times in a year. Yeah, let's say 3 to 4 times in a year. Then I don't go for malaria tests at all, because by this time, I already know if I have malaria. I might not be sure, but like the fever symptoms, like the weakening symptoms, if I just notice those symptoms, first thing I do is just buy paracetamol. Then I change my eating habits. I eat more fruits, avoid exercise for the meantime. Yeah, then the malaria medicine. Most times I don't resort to the malaria medicine if I avoid exercise and eat more of fruits and rest more. Yeah.
I treat malaria every quarter. And why I treat malaria, or what makes me treat malaria, is whenever I feel like down, or maybe whenever I just notice that there are so many insects around and I just don't feel comfortable, so I treat malaria. Yeah, I try to run tests every quarter, not only for malaria but also for my blood work.
I treat malaria basically every month. Every month, yeah. I treat malaria every month because I'm AA, you know. So AA is very easy for us. In fact, mine, even if I see mosquito around me, I just have the feeling that I have malaria. So it's like that for me.
Then do you have to run a test?
No. Omo, you don't need to run any test. Try it as the Nigerian that you are. When you have malaria, you know the symptoms is just enough. You don't need to run any tests to know that you are malaria positive. There's a way you feel, and definitely you just know that you have malaria. Yeah.
My name is Alexandra. Probably treat malaria in the air maybe like 3-4 times. That's like every quarter. Probably. Sometimes I miss it and then I just treat it maybe once or twice. Because I'm being nonchalant about it. But yeah, normally on a normal scale, I should be treating it 3-4 times a year. What makes me treat malaria? Mosquitoes bite me every time. In my house, outside of my, everywhere, there is mosquito that is always going to bite me. There's going to be like a very weird place or weather or something that will require me that I should treat malaria. And I don't usually like run a test for it. I just know that I have malaria because of the way my body shuts down in a different way. Maybe like there are specific reactions to when my body will shut down. So yeah.
Those were some Nigerians there telling us how often they treat malaria. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are talking about malaria in Nigeria and how often Nigerians should treat malaria in a year. Before we went on break, we spoke to some Nigerians who told us how often they treat malaria and why. With how prevalent malaria is in Nigeria, how often should Nigerians treat malaria? Monthly? Yearly? A health expert educates us.
My name is Dr. Salihu Ibrahim Kwaifa, Chief Consultant Physician. It's not how often, you know, malaria is an infection, number one, caused by parasites. These parasites that cause malaria are gotten after a bite of infected female Anopheles mosquito. It's the female mosquito only that carry the parasite in her belly. So, and it's the only female mosquito that need to suck blood. There's a reason for it to suck blood. The reason why it needs to suck blood is without blood, the female mosquito cannot deliver, cannot have. The male mosquito feed on flowers, nectar. So this female mosquito, when she feed on infected person with malaria, she sucks the blood in order to lay eggs, and in so doing, she also sucks the malaria from the infected person. So from the blood, this parasite will undergo some changes and it becomes eggs. From that egg, now mosquito where it feeds, it will take this egg into its body. From the mosquito, then it produce another species of the parasite that can infect another human being. Okay. So the cycle of malaria is between the mosquito and the human being.
Okay.
That's number one. So when you have malaria, when the mosquito bites now today, you will not have malaria until you reach 3 weeks to 4 weeks. Because depending on the species, as I told you, we have 4 species of parasites.
Yes.
So each parasite has its own life cycle. So depending on the species, you cannot have malaria before 3 weeks. So you cannot have malaria every month. Because once you get malaria, you get immunity. So immunity will protect you from having recurrent malaria. Mm. So if you see an adult in this environment where there's a lot of malaria, having malaria, there's something wrong with the immune system.
Okay.
Usually, it's the children that are prone to malaria because their immune system is not yet matured. And number two, the pregnant women. Because of pregnancy, lowers immune system. So they can easily have malaria.
Mm.
Or people that are visitors, non-immune visitors, like white men, they don't have malaria in the country. So when they come here, they can easily get malaria.
Okay.
So that is it. So malaria, it's very difficult to have more than 3 malarias in the air. Mm. That's, usually malaria, you have twice a year. Most diseases that are called malaria in our own country is they're not malaria.
Okay.
They're not malaria. It's not every fever that is malaria. No. that are under control of fever and environment that are even self-limiting. That means even if we don't treat, they'll go on their own.
Mm.
There are a lot of viruses that cause fever in this environment. So most cases of malaria and typhoid in Nigeria, there are not malaria, there are not typhoid. There are other things else.
So,
because when you have malaria, you develop immunity.
Okay.
Unless if your immune system, something is wrong with it.
So is it because we are used to treating, we are used to the fact that it's probably only malaria we have, that's why we treat malaria. So what's the most common misconception you've heard about malaria that you would
malaria,
like to...
No, malaria, see, it's not every fever that's malaria. When you have malaria, present with its own symptoms, then when you do blood tests, you find malaria parasite.
Okay.
Do you understand? So yes. That's malaria.
So
when you have fever, usually the fever of malaria, it comes and goes. It comes in the evening only. And after you finish the shivering, and that's all, you sweat, and it disappears. Tomorrow at the same time, that's malaria for you.
Okay. So are there types of malaria? Because I know back then, growing up, we heard that there was a thing like cerebral malaria.
There are three. No. There are four parasites, different parasites. Each give you different malaria, different types. That's why I said there are four parasites. Each parasite give you a distinct malaria.
So is there a thing like cerebral malaria?
No, it's not malaria. It's not a type of malaria. It is a systemic effect of malaria.
Okay.
Yes, that's cerebral malaria. Malaria affects the brain. That's called cerebral malaria. Mm. It can affect the kidneys. Malaria can affect the kidneys.
Wow.
So it's not just... Yeah, it can cause other illnesses. It can affect the spleen. So it can affect the liver. So it can affect the brain. So that one is consequence of chronic malaria. It can affect the brain if you are not immune. Like in children and also people coming from outside the country that they don't have malaria in your own place. When they come to Nigeria, it has to be like, it go to the brain because there's no immune system. So that's a real malaria, but that's not type of malaria. Mm. It's one malaria that can go to those organs.
Mm.
But malaria parasites, there are four. And these four parasites give you distinct malaria. Each one is different. Like number one, you can have fever today, tomorrow no fever, next tomorrow fever. Every other day you have malaria. It has a name and that's a parasite that causes it.
Mm.
And there's a fever that comes every two days. It has a name, and there's a particular parasite that causes it. Then there's a fever that comes every 3 days. On the fourth day, there's a parasite that causes that one. You understand?
Yeah.
But all these parasites are available in Africa except one. West Africa, we don't have one. We don't have malaria caused by Plasmodium vivax.
Mm.
Vivax, people in West Africa don't have it. We don't have people with malaria, but we have falciparum malaria. We have P. malaria, malaria from P. malaria. Then we have malaria from P. ovale. But P. ovale is not available. It's mainly in the Asians, India, all those Asian countries. But these two, falciparum and P. malaria, are available in Nigeria.
How often do you treat malaria? Is it when you're sick? Because you see people just a little fever, I have malaria.
I explained to you. I said when you have classical fever, that's a blood test.
Yes. So you must do a blood test to confirm you have malaria. Now, okay.
Yes, you have malaria. It's not every fever is caused by malaria.
All right.
The malaria that is not responding to common anti-malaria.
Mm.
So you have to do combination therapy, treatment with different drugs to kill it. Yeah, it's a difficult malaria. You have it. So that one, even if you treat with anti-malaria, it doesn't go. So you go and do this, it's still there. With symptoms, so malaria parasite in the blood without symptoms is not malaria. That must be symptoms. Fever, headache, body aches, and all those ones. That's parasite.
All right.
That's malaria.
All right.
But when you have no fever, nothing, you go and do malaria test, you see malaria parasite. No, that doesn't require treatment.
Okay.
It's not clinical malaria.
That was Dr. Salihu Ibrahim Kwaifa, a chief consultant physician. Health, they say, is wealth. Self-medication should never be the first option, especially when it comes to malaria. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadija. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at @dailytrust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening. and bye for now.